Geologists riding down dirt roads with a Geiger counter and a Jeep in the late 70s first detected uranium ore near Danville in Pennsylvania County, bordering North Carolina. But uranium mining in Virginia went underground for 3 decades, never getting underway because the Virginia General Assembly effectively placed a moratorium on the practice in 1982. In the early years of the moratorium, uranium prices dropped and nuclear power lost favor with the public, but support for nuclear power and uranium prices have rebounded. Virginia Uranium Incorporated wants to mine uranium at Coles Hill, an agricultural area near Chatham, 7 miles off U.S. 29, where 119 million pounds of uranium is underground. Opponents say a uranium mining and milling operation would risk human health and the environment. Supporters of uranium mining say the operation can be done safely and with economic benefit. The stakes are high. Walter Cole Sr., chairman of the board and chief executive officer of Virginia Uranium Incorporated, as well as a landowner of the proposed uranium mining site, recently estimated the value of the uranium at the Southside Virginia site to be $800 million to $1 billion. Other industry estimates, including those from a Virginia Uranium Company newsletter, put the value at $7 to $10 billion. Coles explained that the developed site would consist of a mine, a milling operation that would crush granite and leach out 2 pounds of uranium from each ton of rock to form yellowcake, and a containment site for the mine tailings or waste. A main concern of opponents is potential water contamination. The Bannister River, Roanoke River, Kerr Lake, also known as Bugs Island Lake, and Lake Gaston are downstream from the proposed mine and mill, providing water to 350,000 people in North Carolina, as well as people in the southern Virginia towns of Clarksville, Halifax, South Hill, Broadnax, Boyton, and La Crosse, with Hays City due to begin receiving its water from Lake Gaston this summer. But the big player is Virginia Beach, which receives 65 million gallons of water per day from Lake Gaston. Andrew Lester, executive director of the Roanoke River Basin Association, says a study commissioned by Virginia Beach showed radioactive contaminants could take from 2 months to 2 years to be flushed out of the river system if the site is compromised.
Well, according to the Virginia Beach study, which is a very thorough study using methodologies that are scientifically acceptable and whatever, it's done by an engineering firm out of Atlanta, in the event of a major storm, which we have here frequently, this is, seems to be the corridor for hurricanes, evidently, or in the events of a break in one of their holding cells that they hold the tailings, those tailings and the wash-off from them can go right into the river system. Yeah, they're talking about 28, 29 million tons of tailings. Now, tailings are basically the byproduct of your mining. It's what's left after you get the main part of the uranium out. And it's still just as it has uranium in it, too.
But Coles says the Virginia Beach study focuses on a kind of tailings containment that would not be used at Coles Hill.
We think the assumptions that they made are not correct. For example, they used a dam as an example of a break of a dam, and today there would be no such thing as a dam. It'd be all undergrade.
A National Academy of Sciences study on uranium mining is due out December 2011, and if the industry interprets results positively, the General Assembly could be urged to lift the moratorium during this winter session. Gene Faulkner, WCBE News, South Hill.